Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Conference Board, a private research group, says consumer confidence plunged to its lowest on record in October as stock markets dropped sharply and companies laid off workers. The Conference Board said the Consumer Confidence Index fell to 38, down from a revised 61.4 in September and significantly below analysts' expectations of 52. That's the lowest level for the index since the Conference Board began tracking consumer sentiment in 1967, and the third steepest drop of all time. Taking a look at the markets at the moment, Dow Jones Industrial Average at 82.62. It's up 86 points. The NASDAQ at 15.18, up almost 13 points. The S&P 500 at 8.55. It's up just over 6 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:81, up 16.5 on the open. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 5:45, up 15.5. March, 5:63, up 14 on the open. July, 5:91.5, up 16.25 on the open. December corn opened at 4:07, up 21.75 on the open. July, 4:43, up 19.75. March of 2010, 470, up 14.5, and December of 2010, 462.5, up 15.25 on the open. November beans open at 940, up 47 on the open. January, 948, up 50.5. March, 956, up 48. July, 972, up 37.25. November of 2009, 963, up 43 on the open. December soybean meal open at 287, up 10.70 on the open. January, 287.50, up $11. December soybean oil open at 33.25, up 1.53 on the open. January, 33.55, up 1.34. October live cattle open at 89.90. up 97.5 on the open. October feeders, 85.90 unchanged. December lean hogs, 58.30, down 25. And February pork bellies, 86.50, up 10 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
After a furious start in the corn pit, we've set back right after banging into the 20-day moving average.
Well, Dave, we started off the morning with a report that wasn't supposed to be there, that wasn't announced till way late in the day yesterday, that a lot of people didn't even know was going to happen this morning. And we saw some real overreaction in the overnight. And, just a half hour ago, the numbers were matching up at limit up in the corn when we called the board to see where the bids were out on the floor. We're up 2.75 cents now. Can we say the word overreaction?
Knee-jerk reaction. I guess the question is, where do we finish on the day?
Well, when I walked in this morning, crude oil was up close to $2. The stock market, the Dow Jones, was trading 400 higher. We're now only 190 higher in the D's Dow Jones, and the crude oil is actually down on the day. Our outside markets are tugging at us down here again. And if we looked at what the government actually only raised the average price 5 cents on their change in this million acres that they seem to have lost again. We seem to have found 2 million in the last report and lost 2 million, 1 million each in the corn and the beans. So I would say that that is positive news. It could help us stabilize, make a bottom. We'll probably end up more, slightly higher on the day rather than extremely higher like we were looking for.
But nothing here that would rally the marketplace above last week's highs.
Not in what I'm seeing here right now and looking at, because I think that the outside markets are still very much the biggest influence we have, Dave.
Okay, then. So where do we go from here? Do we begin to look at some other factors? Can we begin to get away, I guess, from the outside markets to some degree? And if we are to, is the U.S. dollar the key here?
Well, number one, we sure hope we can get away from the outside markets. Actually, we hope we can see stabilization in the outside markets with all of the stimulus that the U.S. government's put into it and all of our taxpayers' money, number one. Number two, we would like to get back to trading grains and grain fundamentals because it's been an extremely hard job as an analyst to analyze these markets when we aren't analyzing grain markets, we're analyzing the financial markets. And I think that also we are going to get into the area of knowing do we need to try to buy some acreage? Do we need to adjust a few prices along the way as we move on here, Dave? So, you know, all in all, we would like to think that seasonally, harvest progression and everything like that, that we should be finding some places support in here soon. Now, will the rally be near as sharp as it was last year or whatever? We doubt that, but we do look for things to stabilize soon and maybe move up a little bit as the year goes on.
Crop progress numbers today, 39% versus 29% last week for the corn. 5-year average at 66%. We far enough along that we can say, some yield loss in the field is likely.
Well, I think the wind that we had over the weekend surely had to do a little bit of wind harvesting or knocking the ears down, having some problems along the way that way. So I would have to say that we're going to have to expect a little yield loss when we get in. When we put November on the calendar, harvest is going to be slowed down a little bit in most cases.
What other factors are you looking at today?
Well, I think, we are looking very much at the outside markets, Dave. We're also looking at how the funds are reacting. Remember that the traditional funds are actually net short the corn and the beans going into today's report and looking at it, and we don't know if part of the flurry this morning was some liquidation there.
Is there more index liquidation that needs to take place between now and the end of the year?
We feel there probably will be, Dave. We would hope that it's down to a limited amount here soon, whatever, but they do seem to be still liquidating positions. We would hope that it would stabilize here soon and maybe a little money actually flow back into the market if we get the stimulus package working.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. December wheat at 568, up 3.5 at the Chicago Board of Trade. December wheat now at 522, down 7.5. March 561.5, up 12.5. December corn 390, up 4.75. March 405, up 2.75. May 420, up 6.25. July 430, up 6.75. November beans 898, now up just 5. January 912, up 14.5. March 916.5, up 8.5. And December soybean meal at 275 is now down 130. You're listening to WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.